Dear Chicago.
Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
I'm back, bitches!
Oh, dear God.
We're all back.
And it begins.
What?
Today is March... What's today's date?
13th.
2013.
That's a lot of threes.
It's coming out on a... it's not coming out on a Friday, never mind. And today is episode 476.
You guys, we before we even hit the record button, we all gave each other like the stink eye, like all at one time. It was kind of weird. Like, I gave you one with this one. Well, they can't see this. But then you gave him one with that, and then he gave me one with his right eye. It was
basically
like a triangle.
Ricky's on my right. Waylon's on my left. And Ricky and Waylon are across from each other, so we're doing this triangular stink eye.
For the record, I'm ill.
Yeah. And
I'm very ill. Shut the fuck up. And when I'm coughing so far away from the microphone, I apologize if you get annoyed by it. But like literally, I cannot get my face any farther away.
But you should actually just cough right into the microphone.
I'm not. Ricky fucking Burton.
Yeah. Ricky Burton.
Ricky.
So we skipped last week because we were busy and I had to work late and
I had 4 papers due.
Well, oh yeah. Wait, did I work? Wait, no, you guys canceled on me, right? I don't know. I can't remember.
I suggested it.
Oh, okay. And it worked fine.
And you said, yeah, that I had actually to work worked late, out right? better.
Yes, you had to work late because you weren't trying to push it back if that was okay. But then he was too busy and yeah. I felt like shit. So.
And we have more important things to do sometimes. So sometimes we have to put
to give you guys a recording.
This shit show on the back burner.
It pains me to say this.
Yes.
But Ricky IT worked.
Yes!
Oh, shit.
High five right here.
Bam,
by
bitches.
Which was my next step anyway, but yes, deleting the app and reloading it. Now I see everything.
Wait, could you please repeat that one more time?
No, I think you should just completely edit it to bam, bam,
to
bam.
To say it like 5 times in a row. Ricky, you're right. Ricky, you're right. Ricky, you're right. Because that's one part of the stink eye we were getting is because we were like, why isn't your... Evernote updating.
Just like that.
It was just like that.
Just like that.
Only because you're sick.
Only because.
Yeah.
So, what have we been up to? Are you
6'2"?
What? No, I'm only like 5'8 and a half, 5'9".
Oh, I'm 6'2". You.
5'11/6'.
You should see my new shoes I'll be rocking on Saturday. My new heels.
Don't even look at me. You, it's just weird.
You make me nervous.
Me?
Oh my God. Are you guys like super freaks and you like ask him to step on your balls with the
God,
stiletto?
No. I don't even like it when he accidentally flicks it or anything.
I'm the same way.
Hell.
Do you ask him to put a banana in the side of the stiletto and ask him to step on it?
What? I will never ruin my shoes like that.
Do you like it?
I don't.
What the fuck do you and the provider do at home that this is the shit that you're thinking about?
No, there's porns that do that. I don't know if they're porns, but videos.
You mean your personal home videos?
Yeah, those don't count. Nasty bitch.
So
I don't think anything's really happening except being sick and Bradley's had a lot of schoolwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've basically been almost secluded to this dining room table while Waylon's in the living room watching TV all night. It's been crazy.
Yeah, I know when I was in school, I could never stay at home. Like, I had to go somewhere else to do stuff because I was way too distracted at home.
Bradley has learned that he can't go to other places to do it because he's too distracted in the other places.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Every time you go to the coffee shop, you come back home bitching how you didn't get anything done because you were people watching.
I do that. I people watch too.
Yeah. That's why I have to have headphones on. I know a lot of people hate like the music and everything going on, but I have to have something kind of to just drown out the noise that is like, oh, something said something.
You should just go into Starbucks and ask, hey, can I borrow a coffee filter and just stick them inside your ears?
I don't think it works for sound. It's not a sound filter.
Well, I think the other reason why he doesn't go somewhere else, well, there's two. One, if he stays and pouts long enough, he can take my car.
Mm.
Because time runs out. Two.
What?
Unless I'm sick, I make lunch for him.
Oh.
On my lunch. Which gives him reasons to stay home.
Okay.
So you Pouty McPouster?
I don't understand this pouting.
No, and where did the eyes of like, can I take the car?
Because I don't want to get shot.
Speaking of shot, right? No. So, cars. You know, I think I talked about the car accident, right?
Yes.
On the show.
If you didn't, you are now.
Right. So, anyway, we're involved in a minor car accident. Some asshole hit us, whatever. So, we went to go take the car in yesterday. And you know what we're driving?
What? I love this.
A Nissan Versa.
I don't know anything about
it. Yeah. This is all you need to know. It has manual roll-up windows.
Oh, wow.
And it takes a bunch of fucking gas.
So now that you've been driving a hybrid for a while, all of a sudden, all of these things are beneath you?
Yes. I cannot be a pretty pretentious
Prius princess,
Prius bitch or cunt or whatever.
You could have had Pope to that.
Yeah. In a Nissan Versa, a poor person's car.
Whatever. You're so uppity.
It's so basic.
How much gas have you spent on it so far?
Well, we haven't put any gas in it yet.
Oh, no?
No, because we're going to try not to put any... I mean, we have to because it's a rental car. But
I was going to say, don't you have to refill it before you leave? Or before you
Well,
try
just
it?
Up to where it was.
Oh.
But it's like all dirty on the inside and just...
That's nasty. All I remember with Nissan Versas, aside from my old roommate having one, is that it was featured in Heroes. Do you remember that show?
I didn't watch the show.
Yeah, I did until the middle of the second season.
They're ugly.
Yeah, it was weird.
There's nothing like nice about them. The color's nice.
No, it's kind of crazy.
I don't know. I don't care for it, and I hate driving poor people cars now.
I don't as opposed to driving your Honda Civic.
Ew.
Nasty.
Actually, Honda Civics are pretty nice, but
yeah, they are. Waylon had to go potty.
Oh, like number one or number two.
Well, I don't know. Both take the same amount of time for him.
What? Oh, I thought that was like a squeak out of his ass. I was like, what?
That's loud. Our bathroom door is quite squeaky.
I have smoker's cough.
It sounded like air being released from a balloon when the door opened. I was like, ooh, that's tight.
We got to get some WD-40 up in that door.
And your ass.
No, you don't.
No, I don't want to do that to you.
So what else we got?
What is this All About Me alternative title that didn't make it?
Oh my God. Oh my God. You know the All About Me podcast, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark and Ed. Ed and Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was listening to their third or fourth episode today.
Oh, I get it. You didn't title it MPE. Because that's how theirs is. Yeah. That's how I was confused.
Whatever.
I kind of got it.
Oh, zinger. So they were talking about how they came up with the title of their show or whatever. And apparently the original title of the show was It's All About RB. Ricky Burton.
Gross. Mark and Ed, you need to find a new fascination.
I love it.
Ricky is not that fantastic. In fact, I love Satersphere talking about how he wants to make a show about you now called DTM, Dead to Me.
Oh, well, he messaged me on Twitter and said Dead to Me one day, and I was like, oh, sorry. I don't know what it was about.
He was like, all those new young kids are always saying DTM, DTM, and I found out it means Dead to Me. I was like,
I was thinking like, tranny mess, you know. I was thinking like what the all first word was.
All the things that you could be.
Right.
Downtown tranny mess.
Dick tits menstruation.
Dickless tranny mess.
Speaking of menstruation.
Oh my
speaking
God.
Speaking of menstruation, did you see what Gay Country West sent us on the twats?
Yes, oh, I did.
I have not looked at the product yet, but I'm excited to press the link.
Okay.
Because I think it's fantastic.
So it's basically the same thing.
Basically, but it's the second model.
Oh.
REI.
Let me look at number two.
REI, the the
recreation company.
Thank you. Has now started selling the Diva Cup 2. This Diva Cup has been developed to meet the needs of every woman. Model 2 is for women 30 years and older, or for women who have delivered vaginally or by C-section.
I love the description on top first, though. The Diva Cup Model 2 is a modern, leading-edge menstrual cup and offers an alternative to tampons and pads. Clean, easy to use, and completely reliable.
Let me read the next one.
Not like your boyfriend.
Two models have been developed to meet the needs of every woman. Model 2 is for...
I just totally read that.
Oh, you did?
Yes. He skipped the whole top part, but I thought the...
Oh, okay.
I thought the top part was funny.
I did.
I thought the second one was funnier. Talking about the two different versions, you read that?
Soft, durable cup is made from silicone that is latex-free and chlorine-free.
Oh. Accommodates changing flow. Simply empty 2 to 3 times daily. And reinsert.
On the same show that they were talking about the title, they were also talking about how there should be some kind of feminine product that you could just rinse out and put back in. And I was like, we've already talked about that, like, 100 shows ago?
Aren't they supposed to be listeners?
Well, there's also several. Sorry. Because you do have the sponge, which you wring out and
rinse. They still sell those?
I think that's no.
That's not sanitary, right? They were saying there should be a tampon that you could use, and then when it dries up, you should be able to insert it or something like that. I can't remember.
What the hell is this? Well, a sanitary towel?
It's so that you can dig your hole to poop in.
Or drop your menstruation.
No, but like, face. But I love the... But I love the one right above it, though.
That too.
Sani Femme Freshette Feminine Urinary
Director.
It's so they can pee, stand it up.
Ooh, grody.
So what's model one for?
Let's do not use if you are. For. Oh, if you have an IUD.
Yeah. Model one is for women under 30 years old who have never delivered vaginally or by C-section.
I bet model two is a tad bit bigger.
And for those loose bitches.
I'm thinking that the mouth.
Wait, maybe they should add on. For women over 30, delivered vaginally or C-section, or whore.
Oh, wait. No, they have the dimensions. So
oh my God,
number
specs.
One,
specs.
The specs for it is silicone, 0.5 fluid ounce. The volume is 0.5 fluid ounces.
Same with number two.
And then the dimensions are 1.7 times 2.25 inches.
Ooh, 1.8 times 2.63.
Damn, that's a huge deal.
That's for wide set vaginas.
What's the weight?
I can't help it if I have
5 ounces.
6 ounces.
And a heavy flow.
Now, what's your best use? Is it multi-sport?
Oh my God. I closed it out.
Reviews. Oh my God.
I hate this product because my fingers are always bloody.
No. Oh my God. Pros. Comfortable, discreet, easy to use, good protection. There was no cons.
First of all, I don't want to see... The first sentence kind of creeps me out. I'm approaching age 50.
And this is the best feminine product
now, I
have
I know
ever used.
I'm approaching age 50, and I actually use this to take vodka shots in.
I know that we have some listeners that may be getting near...
It provides just what I need for my continuously changing flow and cycle.
Oh, I strongly recommend taking paper towels in the stall with you or having wipes on hand when using a public toilet. Wait.
Or bringing latex gloves.
Things can get messy. But the peace of mind and freedom far outweighs the temporary inconvenience.
But it's just not like liquidy. Isn't it kind of chunky too? Like there's like pieces of flesh and stuff in there. I think.
I don't know.
Is that what the consensus is?
Yeah, because it's your uterine wall lip ripping.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and like your period is in there somewhere.
Are there any negative reviews?
My exclamation point's in there somewhere too. I don't...
Oh, no leaks, none. It was easy to use, and I can't believe I've gone so long without trying one. Nasty bitch.
The lowest rating is only a 4.
Whatever.
I wonder if it's like one of those... do you remember these... Like from when we were a kid, they have like the half balls that you pushed it down and
yes,
it jumped
it pops up.
Do you think they do the same thing? Wouldn't that be fun?
Probably.
Right into your vagina.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So pros, effective, pack small, compresses, good instructions, manual, simple to use. There are no cons listed, but best uses are for backcountry camping, day trips, road trips, kayak, canoe, and rafting.
Or going to church.
Hi, y'all. Oh my God.
I still think that's a nasty product. That is so weird to me.
You know what it looks like in the box? It looks like a little Dixie cup. Like one of those clear ones that you get at the water fountain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like at the, yeah.
The Diva cup is fabulous. Once you master the insertion, you will have no leaks.
Ew.
I have a heavy flow, and to have to empty more frequently than 12 hours a day or two, leaks if I do not. My cycle is shorter, down to 4 days from 7, and I have no cramps since using the cup. Ugh. I also feel good about having no impact on the environment. Bottom line, yes,
no,
I would
recommend this. No, you're impacting my environment because
to
you're
going to
make me throw up.
Wow. Ugh. Wes, thank you. It has been a while since we've had our Period Talk Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. We need to get some...
May the flow be with you.
We need to get Lori up in here, you know, to...
We should
maybe get some more lessons, you know, in period talk. Although I think we have a pretty good grasp of the period.
Well, I don't know. You keep asking about its viscosity.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's chunky.
Is there a kayak that comes out too? Like, what's going on down there? We have had a lot of people ask.
It depends how granola you are, I think.
For Nurse Lori to come back.
That's true. That's true.
She can always visit.
Yeah,
she can't take
you
over
guys,
my show.
We're doing a live show next Wednesday, right?
Shit, yes.
Is there a live show?
Yes. Yeah, we're supposed to be
at 7, right? 7 Central Time, 8 Eastern Time.
Is that true, or is that
no?
Is it
it's
8
Central,
9
oh,
Eastern.
Yeah, that time.
Yeah. It's later than
I always
you think.
Thought we did it at 7.
No.
Well, can some people we've only done 2 live shows since last August,
right? Or people think that that's all we ever do,
or yeah, just live shows,
right?
Hello downstairs.
Well, and
Jokajin. Yeah. What? Oh my god, I have been listening forever. You mentioned my name. What? Yeah, we did like on a live show at Pride 48 and like a couple weeks after that.
Yeah, because I still think
you're behind.
One of you two, if not Bradley, should still have some pictures he doesn't want leaked out in the world.
Yes, I do.
I have some too.
I'm sure almost everyone in
did
that
you
room.
Take them that night or
no
listeners how many listeners
dirty or
have sent Ricky pictures of their junk
this week?
Plenty.
No, in general
I can tell you I have had plenty.
Has Mark and Ed sent you pictures of their junk?
No, I think they're too wholesome for that.
Mark and Ed, would you
really
send?
Have you listened yeah. to their podcast?
I messaged him and I was like, you guys are filthy. He's
they
like,
are.
We learned it from you. And I was like, how dare you? We don't talk like that. He goes, lies.
That's true.
Mark and Ed, I think you just send pictures of your junk to Ricky.
No, they have not.
You don't want it? Are you saying you don't want to see their junk?
No, I'm not saying I don't.
I'll
but
take
they
it.
Haven't.
Whoa.
What?
Wow.
Awkward. I want to see Joe and Dallas's.
Is that because he's black?
Oh. It's because he has perfect white teeth and I love it.
I think that
it reflects on hygiene.
Hands, I don't know. I think I have money down that the first two people to send you cock pics are going to be DeAndre and RC.
RC, totally.
No, DeAndre won't because we've had a conversation. He's kind of virginal or something. I don't know.
He's kind of bullshit and all.
RC, probably, but I think I have to be a lot older and whiter.
Well, then send it to...
It doesn't mean that he likes you. He's just going to send you a picture of his junk.
Or at least your balls. Just cover the cock. No. Send a picture of your balls.
Please don't tweet it. Please
don't tweet
it.
Don't tweet it.
Unless
he did...
Says, need a big dick. Call Thought Monkeys.
Did you see? Did we talk about it on the last show about what he put on the bar chalkboard?
No, I think that came after because I think he did that after he saw that someone up him.
Like
up
five times. By 5 times.
Yes.
Yes.
So on a chalkboard in a bar, he says, like gingers, 206. This might be why our number's not working. 206-984-3685. Eats ass, check mark. Swallows, check mark. BB, check mark. Miscellaneous fetishes, check mark. Ask for Ricky.
I really wish our voicemail was working.
So do I.
Well, apparently DeAndre called a few times. RC called. And probably some customers called too.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about that?
We need to figure out that.
I don't know. Well, for right now, you could call 863-666-0377, which is our Google number, which I guess we could switch that over just to use that.
Is but. There a voicemail for that one?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think it's a voicemail. It's just a telephone number.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could always add one on there if you want.
Well, I'm sure we could because I think DI Plus uses that as their phone number.
Who?
First of all, I wasn't asking whether or not we could or not. I was just asking if there was
one. Well, you could do that. That could be your job for this week.
Well, if I do it, I can guarantee you what it's not going to be.
Can you wait until after your voice is cleared up?
No, people might be into that.
Oh, phlegm.
Well, you know, if
need
I...
Need a big dick.
You just know if I do it, it's not going to be need a big dick because, no, I'm a prude. What do you...
So you're going to say what?
Need a wise-up vagina?
Oh, yeah. Throwing a toothpick in a volcano.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't last very long, probably.
No. So it was your birthday.
Yes, it was my birthday.
Say
it's still
it's
my
your
birthday.
Birthday. No,
da-na,
it's
na-na,
not.
Na-na, yes, it's still my birthday.
No, we went because out. You're in that middle limbo area where we fight to death on whose birthday it is because... My birthday is a week from tomorrow.
Fight to death.
Hunger Games.
We are like in that exact middle point between yours. Wasn't a Tuesday
last
week?
Are you doing anything
week?
For your birthday?
I don't know. Brad won't tell me.
Because that's starting to become last minute.
Brad won't tell me.
No, it's not. Don't worry about it.
Apparently, you're not doing anything for my birthday.
I guess I'm not invited.
I know. On my actual birthday, I'm going to see...
I'll tell you about it later.
I'm going to see...
The Book
of Mormon.
Oh.
That was my Christmas present and birthday present.
Well, not necessarily. It was your birthday thing to do, not your present.
But it was my Christmas present.
So we went to Hamburger Mary's.
Yes.
So it was, what, 10 of us?
5 years running. Four years running.
Next year will be five. I don't mind going to the same place all the time. I get the same thing every time.
I was surprised that wasn't so busy. I was kind of glad.
It wasn't very busy, was it?
No.
Well, it was still snowing. It snowed all day.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
And I got to work from home.
Yay!
Wayland's like, yay, work from home.
Yeah, your birthday.
That was fun.
Yeah, I had a few drinks, just went home.
Oh, on the way there. That was a fun time.
Oh,
so because we got plowed hard. we had stopped at the call beforehand and had a few drinks. And on the way and after.
Oh. At least y'all stay out.
Till closing.
And then some?
No. Because then after when I realized it was that late, I go, no. Done. Angry. No.
Yeah. He's like, I'm angry at you, Brad. And I'm like, the fuck? I told you it was almost 2. And you're like, it's fine, whatever.
No.
So on the way, this is the first time we left the call that night. On the way to going to, which is only like 3 blocks away to go to.
It's the halfway point between our house and Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah.
It's like the rest stop.
Yeah.
That fueling station.
Yeah. And so on
same,
the way down,
save
this
point.
Is, are you done?
Maybe.
On the way down, because it was snowing.
I don't think he is.
Because it was snowing and it was pretty crappy. On the way down, we were walking and all of a sudden the plow comes. And I just felt this weird, like it
tremble
felt like
on
somebody.
The force.
No, not necessarily, because my force was pretty balanced. I don't know. And I felt like it was like
is that
somebody
a Star
threw.
Trek thing?
No.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Wars.
Whatever.
God, get your nerd right. it felt like somebody was throwing rocks at my like calves.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, like the guy in front of us was like, "Ooh!" It was like running up to the wall. And then I just looked down and I see the plow come, and it was just like he just completely. It just was like, you know, when somebody drives in a puddle right next to the bus stop and soaks everyone at the bus stop, that's basically what happened.
It wasn't just snow.
It was ice and
icy water.
And rocks probably and salt.
And rocks and shit and gross crap.
At least
crap
there were four of us that got it, all coming from walking from different directions and looking at each other in complete and utter shock.
We're just like,
and you know the people in the truck are like,
and there
dumbasses.
Is nothing we could have done about it either because he was speeding down Clark and we were next to Walgreens and they went all the way up the wall.
The windows were covered.
I love that the server goes, oh, you got plowed on North Clark. It's not the first time.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
He was good.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was fun.
I wasn't a fan of that drink that I bought.
Which one?
Or that I got or whatever. The basil cucumber one.
It was sweeter than I expected.
It was too strong.
It was a sweet thing.
You're complaining?
Yeah. It was like so strong I couldn't drink it.
I thought it was because it was too sweet. Now, I did enjoy that they were strong, even though they were on special, because, I don't know, $9 for a martini when it's already on special is still pretty.
Mm-hmm. It was seven.
It was seven.
Oh, it's a seven? Yeah. Oh, it's normally nine. Okay, well, I guess that's not bad.
Yours was good. I liked it.
Which is strange because mine really tasted like booze because I had really kind good. Of a Manhattan of sorts.
Mm-hmm. You had a cherry Manhattan, right?
Yeah, made with their cherry.
No, he had a cherry Manhattan.
Made with their house-made cherry-infused bourbon.
Excuse me.
Fucking nasty whore.
So, our flights are booked for Pride 48.
Yes, ma'am.
I have not booked mine because I think...
I thought you did.
I haven't done it yet. Friday, I'm going to do it. But I think I'm going to do one way, one company, and one way, the other.
Are you going to try to do Southwest with us?
Yeah. Well, okay. Which did you send? You guys will be like two something. Yeah.
Okay.
So that one's still available.
Yeah.
Which is good. We just need to make sure.
Probably the amount.
No, it's 162.
I think it was 130.
I don't, it was 130 something. Whatever.
Each. Whatevs. The first on the way there is 130 something. 131. Anyway, we just need to make sure that we check in all at the same time. Like 24 hours in advance so we can get a good ticket number to get our seats.
Either that or just one of us has to and they can save the three seats.
I don't think it works that way. Yeah. You can't say, I'm saving the seat.
Yes, you can. Everyone else does it.
And I also think that if one person in your group has check-in of A, everyone else in your group can come with you.
Okay, then. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Recorded four times.
Wait, did you say retarded four times or recorded four times?
Actually, no,
he's
I said
editing. The fuck, if
I
he's
actually
doing
said
that.
Recarded.
Oh,
recarded,
which is a mix.
Recarded.
No, I think I'm gonna. I think I may try to take Virgin. There.
I figured you were going to because you keep talking about how you want to try it.
Yeah.
So you're gonna try to spend the money on
you're
a one way
sell your
flight.
Bag for that.
So expensive. No, speaking of that.
Uh oh.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. So I've been going to the website just looking at like new products and stuff. How about my bag? The one that I bought has been on the Dave's deal that can go anywhere from 10, 15 to 25% off. And all the ones I've seen are all 25% off, which is like $200 less than what I paid.
That's why I never go to look at the things again that I bought that I spent so much time looking at because I hate that moment.
But I was waiting for that moment to happen when I was buying it. I mean, I looked for it for 8 months.
I guess someone should have been a little more patient.
You know what, Tony? How about you shut your trap?
Ooh. Trouble in paradise.
Trouble in paradise.
What? No.
What?
There were all kinds of things.
And what?
And what?
I don't feel like being Josh today.
Shite.
So I'm not going to. But back to Pride 48.
Yes,
it's not
can't
on
wait.
The list, but
it's not on the list.
I had a dream.
And
I had a dream that's
I had a dream of dreams. Something, I don't know, whatever.
That I think that you and some other people will enjoy.
Okay.
I really don't know where it came from and everything surrounding it, but the main part of the dream was that Daniel Brewer asked me to be part of a special committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said, sure, why not? Well, next thing I know is we're at Pride 48.
Okay.
Bradley comes yelling and screaming at me, and he is so angry with
me. Like I always do.
And I'm like, what the fuck's your problem? And he goes, how dare you agree to give Daniel Brewer blowjobs? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he goes, you agreed to be on the Something and Rod committee? And I'm like, I did not know that meant that I had to suck on someone rot. And Danny Brewer's like, well, yeah, that's why we chose you. And then he took me on this car ride, Daniel did, because he was trying to make me not angry at him. Because Bradley was angry at me. But we were going to pick up some Venezuelan guy from the airport that he's been talking to.
I'm interested already.
And then he tried to get me to do a threesome with him and the Venezuelan. While also saying, well... Bradley can blow me too. And I'm just what the fuck is this? And
then who do you want? Me or Brad?
And then I woke up really confused.
And hard.
I don't know about that.
Daniel Brewer, fuck you.
I think that's when I woke up sick.
He must have not had his tweed jacket on.
Apparently not.
And he did not have his pipe.
So apparently offers for blowjobs from, or me blowing Daniel Brewer makes me wake up with a cold that causes me not to go to work for 2 days.
Oh, you've had to call into work?
Yes.
Oh, that's
today
serious.
Was the first day that I didn't have to.
That's serious.
Yeah, it is serious, especially since I work from fucking home.
You should have heard him on Sunday or Monday. He goes, I feel like this is what I'm having from Pride 48 last year.
It almost, it felt exactly like it.
Except, and I was like, lay down. Just go to sleep. Stop.
But then I slept for 2 days.
Stop talking to me.
Back away. And see, that's again. My body was hearkening back to the horrors of the Pride 48 plague.
But after you had the awesome dinner and then came back to the
But
hotel.
I threw that all up that night, too.
Oh, you did?
Yes, that $50, $90, $99 steak and whatever that I ate. Yes, it all came back that night.
Yep. Oh, no. But I'd be pissed.
Oh, I was too sick to be pissed.
You should have gobbled it back up.
Are you fucking kidding me? I couldn't breathe.
Horse cock.
What? Who the fuck are... I couldn't breathe.
Horse cock. I do it for my children.
There was a thought.
He just looked at me like,
what?
Not that it's disgusting and you wouldn't do it, but you're like, I cannot breathe.
It's like, no. The thought of my head that went through my mind that night was, do I force Bradley to look on my phone to find my in-plan hospital in Vegas? Or do I just suck it up and get on an airplane and try to find one and wait until I get home? That's all I thought about.
I went to Vegas and all I got was a 3-day extended stay at a hospital.
Well, pretty much. Though I will say, though, adding that extra night after we already checked out in the same tower and practically the same room as we had for half the price
was amazing.
Was pretty amazing. Like, it was kind of ridiculous.
So do you guys think we should try to maybe, you know, because they're not planning anything for Thursday night or Thursday at all. Mm-hmm. So there's no like committee or anything. Do you think it's a night we should do like the buffet?
The Caesar?
Mm-hmm. And we can like,
we could see who's
get
all
it going. See well, the lines wants to go.
Well, we could see how we could see who's all going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Not a lot of people will be there on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
But there might be enough people.
A lot of the good thing is that non-Vegas shows aren't going to be playing, so we can actually go out and do something once everybody's done. That's a good thing. So maybe we should wait.
Mm. Well, that and wasn't that one of the nights that the townies were thinking about doing something?
Yeah,
like going to the Peppermill Playhouse.
Oh I don't know the specifics for that yet.
I don't think anyone does.
Get up on that, townies.
Anyway,
so Pride 48. September.
Yes, please go.
We want to see. We're all going to be there. I know Ricky's leaving on the Wednesday, the 11th, right? But
Waylon, 4th.
Right. What?
I'm leaving on Wednesday.
Yeah. I just meant to go Pride 48 to look it up.
Oh, I'm gonna cough.
Oh shit. Okay. Anyway. We'll need to figure that date out. What is it? Do you see it?
Please, Bradley, don't tell me you bought the wrong tickets again.
If I did, I'll just refund
them. It's the weekend after Labor Day. So Labor Day is on the 2nd, and then that following weekend.
Labor Day's
right?
Labor Day's the Monday, right?
On Monday the 2nd.
Usually the first Monday.
And it's the 6th? Not the...
It's the 6th or the 9th.
Fuck.
What did you do?
The following weekend.
I hope you got some I can change the
nope,
ticket prices.
Never mind. We're good. We're good.
I'm just going to be like, 2 years. Woo! Fucking bro.
Yes.
I let him do this part. I did the hotel.
Someone is getting a write-up.
Let me make sure.
Y'all, we don't have any iTunes reviews. What the hell?
Okay, yes. Okay, we're going Thursday the 5th. You're going on Wednesday the 4th, and we'll both be leaving. Well, the three of us will be leaving on Monday the 9th. So
we have some crazy listeners coming, and we've got some podcaster listeners coming.
You need to come.
We need some regular listeners to come.
Yes.
Yes.
And by regular, we mean people that will give us Coke. right? No, that's not as long what, as it's that's not regular
diet.
You already have one of those coming. Hotel's already booked, and that's all you.
All right, so we don't have any iTunes reviews, so we need iTunes reviews because we just need them.
Stat.
Oh, we have tons of Google voicemails.
Yeah, we do. We have like five, I think.
Really?
I think
that many?
I think they're like ones, like a couple of them are like spillovers, but that'll be for the next episode, so stay tuned.
So no calls this time, go around?
Well, aren't we almost done?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, so this is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
We're out of here. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willy, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.